Okay. Hare Krishna, everybody. So I thought we'd do tonight what I promised last night, or last morning, if you were in Australia, New Zealand, and Fiji, you pulled to the side, that we'd give the devotees who didn't get an opportunity to speak about Prabhupada, because yesterday here was Prabhupada's disappearance day. And we give you an opportunity to speak about Prabhupada and give your appreciation for Prabhupada. I hope that's all right. And, of course, you can see that my backdrop is Srila Prabhupada and me in a previous lifetime behind Prabhupada. It's a previous incarnation as a young fanatic brahmachari. So anyway, so I'm sure that some of you didn't get the opportunity to speak last night, and so we want to give everybody an opportunity. I see Adi Dave is on. He didn't get an opportunity to speak. Jai Radhika, what do you see? Anyway, so many devotees didn't get an opportunity to speak. So we're going to give you an opportunity to speak. And first, we're going to chant again the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas, since this is like a two-day separation. A two-day celebration, sorry, of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada's departure from this mortal world. And of course, I'll say a few words in the beginning about my own experience of Prabhupada's departure. Let me just send a text so everyone knows we're online. Hold on a second. Class now. Okay, so first we're going to chant the prayers of the departed Vaishnavas, and then we'll say a few words about Prabhupada and my experience about Prabhupada's leaving this world. And then we'll allow some of you, or whoever didn't speak yesterday, to get a chance to give your memories of Srila Prabhupada, or your prayers, or your realizations. So, Yehani lo prema dana. Karuna prachur yehanilo prema danha karuna prachur henu prabhu kota gelacharya taku henu prabhu kota Gela Acharya Thakur Kaha Mora Sarupa Kaha Sanatan Kaha Dasa Raghunath Taha Patita Pavan Kaha Dasa Raghunatha Patita Pavan Kaha Mora Bhakta Juga Kaha Kaviraj Kaha Mora Bhakta Juga Kaha Kaviraj Eka Kalehi Kota Gela Goranatara Kota Gela Ashane Kutivo Mata Anale Pashibo Ashane kutivo mata anale pashibo Goranga gunera dide kota gele pabo Goranga gunera nide kota gele pabo Sesava Sangi Rasangi Jekoilo Vila Sesava Sangi Rasangi Jekoilo Vila Se Sangana Paya Kande Narotamo Das Se Sangana Paya Kande Narotamo Das Jayanilo Prema Danda Kuruna Rachu Jayanilo Prema Danda Koruna Prachur. So Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravatakacharya O Suteta Sutashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupad Gijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupad Gijai Ananda Goti Vaishnav Vrinda Gijai Namacharya Shilahuidas Thakur Gijay Prem Se Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Parabu Nichananda Shidwaita Garadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktamin Gijay Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shayam Kun Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gijay Vrindavan Gijay Maturam Gijay Jagannatha Swami Gijay Yamunamai Gijay Shrimati Dulasi Devi Gijay Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijay Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamit Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurani Pacharani Nivrasesha Srinivadi Paschacha Dejatarani. Soma Ganatim Dandasha Gananchana Shalakaya Chakshur and Meditam Gena Tosbai Shigurave Namaha. So I mentioned that tonight's program will be memories, realizations, and prayers to the Divine Grace of the Prabhupada. We request everybody to keep their offerings, prayers, memories, whatever, very short, because we still have a lot of people, a lot of devotees here who want to say something. So, with that in mind, what we're going to do is I'm going to say a few words, just about my own. Memories of Srila Prabhupada's leaving this world. When Srila Prabhupada left this world, unfortunately, I was in Los Angeles working on Prabhupada's book distribution in the Spanish language. And I was not informed that Prabhupada wanted all of his disciples to go to see him as he was leaving this world. Prabhupada actually didn't mind if everything was shut down during his final pastime. So we were never informed, unfortunately. So I heard about Prabhupada's departure in Los Angeles. It was during the morning program. And basically, all the devotees collapsed, including myself, and cried for a long period of time. Actually, for several days. And Srila Prabhupada says in his purports in the fourth canto, part four, or the story of Malaya Dwaja, that the disciples should cry upon the departure of the spiritual master, but then ultimately the disciples should take up the mission of the spiritual master. So my determination after that period of time was to dedicate myself wholly and solely to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and that was the impetus for my taking sannyas right after Prabhupada left this world. I took sannyas in 1978, sometime in the beginning or middle of 1978, in Lima, Peru. And so to me, sannyas means complete, utter dedication to Srila Prabhupada's service with my mind, body, word, soul. That's what Tridandi sannyas means. Tridandi means the mind, body, and words dedicated to the service of the Supreme Personality of Srila Prabhupada leaving on occasions where I actually was with Prabhupada, but I'm not going to talk about that right now because I wanted to give devotees an opportunity to speak about their realizations and experiences with His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. So maybe we'll, so whoever wants to speak, raise your hand. Okay, Tota Gopinath, he's the first one. You can unmute yourself.
Are you able to hear me, Gurudev?
I can hear you.
Yes, please accept my obeisances.
Getting a little echo from someone else in the house. Mine.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, please accept my obeisances.
Sure, turn it down.
That's better. Do you hear the echo still?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you. Anyway, as we were driving around today doing our, Aunt Leela and I, our weekly Thursday errands, I was thinking about, you know, what it means to have Srila Prabhupada come into my life, and more directly, what would my life have been without Srila Prabhupada, his teachings, and his mission coming into my life. And as we were going from place to place, you know, practicing social distancing and safety, you know, I was looking at other people's and looking what they were buying, just looking at their mood, and just was really appreciating just how fortunate, you know, I, my wife, and my children were to be part of Prabhupada's mission, because I would be just completely miserable otherwise. You know, I would probably be living a very materialistic lifestyle that's not very conducive to good health because of the meat eating. Financially, because I would be spending a lot of money trying to meet material desires instead of spiritual desires. I would be living paycheck to paycheck, or, you know, trying to make ends meet. So, you know, it just not only from a spiritual benefit, but just from a practical everyday benefit. This is how, you know, Prabhupada's, you know, books, his teachings, ISKCON, the mission, have positively impacted my life for better, and just not my material existence, but my spiritual existence. So I'm just so eternally grateful to Prabhupada, you know, for bringing this, you know, Krishna into my life and into all of our lives, that it's just a debt that I can never, you know, repay, life after life after life. So I feel very fortunate, and it was just, like I said, remembering Prabhupada and thinking about Prabhupada. It just, so many times in my life when a difficult decision, you know, I have to make, you know, or a choice that's even not so difficult, just thinking about Prabhupada and his teachings and what he's teaching us and where he's guiding us, it just directs my life always into the right direction of where I want to be. So I again, on his disappearance, I'm just so grateful to have had Prabhupada's association through his teachings, through his mission, through you, through other, you know, Prabhupada disciples that, you know, are here at our community. And it's just such a wonderful thing for me personally. So I'm eternally grateful. And Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai, very, very nice. Tota Gopinath Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So then the next one is, let's see, I think Bhai Chaitanya, so.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Jai.
Can you hear me? Thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Much. Very clear.
Dandavat Pranam, please accept my humble obeisances. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharine Nirvisheshunya Vadi Paschata Deshitarine. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, Maharaj, at the moment, I'm actually watching the Abhay Charan series by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, which is so beautiful. And it's just when you look at Srila Prabhupada's life, his simple life, you know, through birth, it hits you how it has been full of Krishna consciousness right from the start. Every action and thought has been enshrined in the service of Krishna. And what really struck me, and I thought I'd share this, there was a scene from the series when he came across to America. Initially, he was sharing a flat with someone, and that individual was sometimes under the influence of LSD, and there was some scenes shown where he would be high on this drug, and really yelling and screaming at everything, and Srila Prabhupada would be there and would walk up to him, and he would be screaming right up to his face. Just incredible that what Srila Prabhupada had to endure for us, basically, you know, to take Krishna's children back home to Godhead. Just incredible, you know, mercy that he has shown. And he's given us his direct disciples like you, Guru Maharaj, you know, giving us the same blessing and the nectar of, you know, flowing through the Guru Parampara. And so we are ever, ever so grateful to Srila Prabhupada to give us this beautiful family and devotee association where we can really enjoy the bliss of Krishna Prema. So just wanted to say that Guru Maharaj, and all goes to Srila Prabhupada, and all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Jai Chaitanya, Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. Very nice. Okay, who else wants to raise their hand? Okay, Radha Padma Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gurudev, I've written a very small offering. It's all about how Srila Prabhupada, I'll just read and
okay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Vir Krishna Das Goswami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, I was thinking yesterday about the word disappearance. With you leaving this world, you have not disappeared as in this disappearance. Your presence is prevalent. You have changed the life of so many fallen individuals by your continuous presence through your books. Reading the purports of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, I feel I get personal letters from you addressed to me, and in there, your instructions. I clearly remember how in the year 2004, because of some good fortune, I could get in, I could touch the book coming back. This book gave me so many directions and instructions that every word seemed like it was for me. After reading the book, I immediately stopped eating food not meant for human consumption. Knowing how this is affecting our consciousness, since then I had always increased attraction to reading your books, as they are life-changing and meaningful. Just recently last year, while commuting to work, I had this feeling, I wish I could get a couple of years free from outside work to be able to devote some time to reading your books. What is not possible for you, Srila Prabhupada? You granted that bit of time so I can devote some hours of my day to be able to associate with you. Srila Prabhupada, only because of you, we are able to see and serve our spiritual master, Srila Gurudev, under whose guidance we are trying hard to be in your service as insignificant assistants. Even though our contribution till date is in negative, but knowing that both you and Gurudev are merciful to keep us always under your divine shelter. One last instance, when I went for book distribution for the first time, I was totally new and had no idea how would I approach anyone. I was just standing, smiling and moving a bit forward so I can start the conversation. Considering my own abilities, it was a total failure. But as I saw your picture on the book, I just prayed, "Oh Srila Prabhupada, I'm sure there must be someone who is in need of these books. Please help me and guide them that I'm standing here with the books." After a couple of minutes, a couple came asking for Srimad Bhagavatam. I still couldn't understand this instant till date. They were so happy to receive the first canto, and they said that they would look for the whole set when they visit the temple. After that, there were so many books taken by fortunate souls. Your instructions are so pure and potent that they speak in guarantee. You said just chant at least 16 rounds, eat prasadam, and read my books. You have nothing to fear. What more do I want than after this guarantee? Thank you, Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev, for your kind mercy on us. Always eternally grateful, always seeking for your blessings and shelter. Your eternal servant, Radha Padma Devi Dasi.
Very nice. Hari Bol, Radha Padma Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Okay, and who else? Who else wants to raise their hand? Radhasundari, okay. You can unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisance. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shivate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayane Nevishnashashi Chitarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I just wanted to talk about Srila Prabhupada. When we were very, very little back in Fiji, Srila Prabhupada sent three of his disciples to Fiji for, to expand Krishna consciousness. At that time, nobody knew in Fiji what Krishna consciousness was. So my dear grandfather assisted Prabhupada's disciple. I only remember Upendra Das. I can't remember his wife's name and the other Prabhu's name. So I was very little. I was about 4 years of age, but I remember I used to go for Harinam with them on the street of Suva and dance. And so I think that is the reason today I am in Krishna consciousness. Actually, my whole family are in Krishna consciousness. My relatives are. We have got five different gurus who everybody's initiated by, with all these Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And I get to associate with all of them, which is very, very nice. And I was a very fallen soul. I was one of the rebellious in my family that I would never come to Krishna consciousness. But I think all those Harinams and all those Krishna sun I distributed in Fiji when I was a little girl, in my teens. And I think, that's brought me to Krishna. And today I'm very, very glad that whenever I am in deep, deep problem or anything, I always pray to my Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada. And I see the light, the other side of the tunnel. So, and I am trying my very best to find people who I can distribute books to. It is very, very hard because this world is full of material people and it's a challenge, Gurudev. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Jai, Rasindri, Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Thank you very much. Okay, who else wants to raise their hands at this point? And Adidev, you didn't make an offering yesterday. Do you want to make an offering? You didn't take yourself off of... Oh, there you are.
Krishna Gurudev, yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Yeah. Hare Krishna Gurudev, Dandat Pranam, Jaya Prabhupada. I would express my gratitude to Srila Prabhupada for coming into my life and practically changed my entire life, not only in a practical way, but also gave a purpose. You have given me a purpose, not only for this life and also the afterlife. And I'm always very much like awestruck, when I think about your life and your courage and your determination, and also your fearlessness when it comes to establishing the philosophy, whoever it may be, you defeat them, and especially the impersonalist. And I'm very much attracted by the qualities where you show your fearlessness and compassion. And also you have your very sweet relationship with Krishna that you very cryptically written them in your books. And that shows your mood. And also you say that, you said that you eternally live in the rooms of Radha Damodar Temple, Seva Kunj, And I always think that, okay, if I miss you, I know where to find you. So I just close my eyes and meditate that you are present at Seva Kunj and chat my rounds. I feel so nice. And you just really give access to your personal space. And also you guide me philosophically and practically. And also you protect me from all the bad influence of this Kali Yuga by giving association of the devotees, and especially by engaging me in the service of my spiritual master, who has a very beautiful temple here, and by engaging in the service of Radha Krishna. So this is what a person needs, you know. Like, you get the service of Radha Krishna, you get the association of your spiritual master, and then happily just live the life, and after this life you go back to Godhead or whenever. And and also meanwhile, in this body, try to share the same message with everyone so that everyone can follow in the footsteps of your devotees. So I'm very much grateful to you, Srila Prabhupada, for coming down for us and also giving us your children to inspire us. And I'm very confident that this movement will grow and grow and grow, and your glories will reach far and wide. And I'm very happy that, you know, I'm your grandson, and I'm very close to you. I want to be very close to you, and I know you will be always accepting me with whatever faults I have or whatever anarthas and inertia that I have. And please help me and bless me and empower me to serve my spiritual master in his mission, and let me eternally live at your lotus feet. Thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Arirev ki jai. Very nice offering. Okay, so who else wants to raise their hand? All right. Oh, Pacha Govinda. You don't look like Narayani Devi Dasi, but you look like
Pacha. Oh, my God.
You're on her computer. Okay, so Pacha Govinda, why don't you say something? Take yourself off mute.
Yeah,
you got to take it off.
Okay. All right. Hare Krishna, Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisance, all wish for Prabhupada. I'd like to reflect my like early pastimes with Srila Prabhupada, which was when I was a very young boy. I used to go to the temple back in 80s, early 80s and mid 80s. I used to enter the temple in Krishna Kali temple in Fiji. So I used to always see Srila Prabhupada on the right side as soon as you enter. So I used to pay obeisance, and obviously that time I was like very young. So I used to think that someone is sitting there and he's going to say hello to me. And I used to think this sadhu is going to say something. You know? So the murti of Srila Prabhupada was so nice. Every time it used to bring me that reflection that Srila Prabhupada will just say something now. So I used to go and stand in front of him. Why is he not blinking his eyes? Why is he not saying? So then later on, I realized that he was a murti. And we pay obeisance and do puja as representing of Srila Prabhupada. And that actually brought me a lot of attraction towards Srila Prabhupada from the childhood. And then as I grew a little older, so from 1990, I started to worship Srila Prabhupada's murti in Krishna Kali temple. And basically that developed so much love and affection towards Srila Prabhupada, and then started to know Srila Prabhupada's mood, Srila Prabhupada's mission, Srila Prabhupada's contribution to the society for us as all fallen souls, what we have to do. And gradually it kept on developing under seniors used to supervise me and guide me how to worship Srila Prabhupada. I used to just first initially go and watch, and then initially I used to wipe the altar, and then gradually I started doing the dressing for Srila Prabhupada. I mean, there was step by step we went up. It was not just jumping to Srila Prabhupada's dressing straight away. We went from cleaning and then maintaining the standards, cleaning the cushions of Srila Prabhupada and learning from seniors. And gradually, as I started to do deity worship, then I started to do deity worships. And under that time, Jagannath Prabhu was the temple president. So I was given the responsibility of Srila Prabhupada's altar to look after his altar. So I became so attached to Srila Prabhupada every day I used to do and deity worship. And so gradually a time came that I had to leave Krishna Kali Yatra in Lotoka and then move to Suva for my further studies, for university studies. And then I was feeling that separation, that how I'm going to stay without this worship. That time I was still fresh initiated. So I was just lamenting. And I went in front of Srila Prabhupada and asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the solution in this matter? How I can save you in separation? So somewhere there I got inspiration to go and talk to the seniors. So I went to Gauri Mataji and I spoke to Mataji. And then I said, Mataji, all this while we have been given this service, but now I'm going to be separated from this service. How shall in separation I save? So Mataji gave me two kind of guidance. She said, prayers are very important. And you always have to pray. Every time prayers will replace your separation. So keep praying. And she told me, I've got one more thing for you, because I wanted to give this to someone, but kind of it like it's the time has come for me to give you a gift. So she said, she invited me to come to her place. So I went, and that time Bhuvan Prabhu was there too.
Okay, talk is going to take all time.
So then I went to Bhuvan Prabhu's house. Then after that, I went to see Srila Prabhupada Mataji, and she said, come to my room and I'll show you something. So she went and she gave me a darshan of Srila Gurudev's shoes, His Holiness Tamalakrishna Maharaj's shoes. And she said, this is the gift which I have to give it to you on this auspicious day, because you have been saving Srila Prabhupada for so long. Now save Gurudev's shoes in his absence. So I always feel the credit that due to Srila Prabhupada's service, I have managed to get Srila Gurudev's shoes in my life, which I've been worshipping till today. And that is the credit which I can say for Srila Prabhupada, that thank you very much that your service has brought me giving Gurudev's shoes. Thank you.
Thank you, Bhajagovinda, ki jai. Very nice, Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. So I think Shama Priya, she just sent me a message that she wants to speak next. Shama Priya.
Hare
Krishna, Gurudev.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bir Krishna Goswami Niti Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschita Dezatarine. I thought I'd give a little small offering for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada visited Fiji, and in those early days that he had visited Srila Prabhupada in Fiji, there were no devotees there. Obviously, there were nobody who knew about Krishna, and he resided with the Punjas supermarket, and our shop was across from there. My father and his brothers had opened up a shop, the Prasad Brothers, and what happened was... the Punjas decided to go on home visits. And they were trying to find some residents, local residents, where Srila Prabhupada could visit. And when I talked to my aunt just recently, last year, she told me that the family had actually chosen my family's shop to do a visit for Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada actually did a home visit. We used to have a shop and we used to live behind the shop. Our house was, and the shop was all attached. It was a large extended family. And apparently Srila Prabhupada spent a day there with my grandmother. She used to manage the shop. And he spoke to my grandmother at length about Krishna consciousness, about bhakti. And I think the thing that that touches me most after that, when I heard that story, is the personal touch Srila Prabhupada has. He touches people in such a personal level that it brings you to bhakti. And the personal touch that, I mean, my aunt tells me that she actually touched Srila Prabhupada's feet, which is amazing. I mean, it's such a huge blessing. And for her, they didn't know the glories of Srila Prabhupada in those days. And she still calls Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Guruji. Because in those days, they called Srila Prabhupada Guruji in Fiji. So for my aunt and my uncles, they were all young in their teenagers. They're teenagers and they were like young men and women. And they even had like a truck for our shop where they, you know, transferred stock and things. And they lent it to the boys because they needed a truck. And also like when they wanted to sell a telegram, they came to my my shop, which had the facilities to, you know, in those days they had a typewriter or whatever there was to send a telegram. And so they used our shop for that. So I'm just thinking back and I'm thinking of the result that did occurred that today I had the blessings. I mean, that's such is Srila Prabhupada's power, which is the other aspect that I wanted to talk about, that he's so powerful and so much strength that he's able to deliver the entire world and bring them to Krishna consciousness. And basically his desire was that every single living entity on this planet gets delivered back to Godhead. So the aspect of Srila Prabhupada was that such was the strength and the power and the way that he touched our lives. And I always look at, before I even go to Lord Krishna, I go to Srila Prabhupada with my prayers. And I thank him every day, actually, to give me our spiritual master such as you. Quite happy and I feel very blessed. And so I thank Srila Prabhupada and you Gurudev with all my heart and soul. Thank you for delivering me and everybody else on this planet, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare go. Sampriya ki jai. So Krishna Leela has to go to work, so she requested to be next. So Krishna Leela.
Thank you, Gurudev. Please accept my humble obeisances. Hare Krishna to all the good brothers and sisters as well. Just a little offering to Srila Prabhupada from myself and my family. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to your divine grace. Challenges you have been through to get Krishna consciousness to West only would be possible if you had Krishna's mercy. And that is what you had. You had Krishna's mercy to go through all those challenges at that age of your life when we all would like to retire. And this is not possible for a normal human to do without Krishna's mercy. And my realization is that till date, you're passing that Krishna's mercy to devotees like myself, small devotees like myself, where you have sent your son, your dear son, His Holiness B. Krishna Goswami Maharaj, by touching his feet, by doing little seva and just meeting him. I was a devotee and my husband was a devotee next day. That is the mercy, that's the blessing that you have passed through Maharaj to us. And by following Maharaj's instructions and guidance, I was so fortunate that I was able to meet you in my alert dream. After meeting you, I could feel your personality is what my Gurudev exhibit as well. Srila Prabhupada, you are so kind. You are not judging. You are not judging who is who. You are not judging who understand, who can read slokas, who can memorize slokas. You don't judge that, but you yet came to guide your devotees. And I realized that you are with us all the time. And you personally, till today, I have heard yesterday in other offerings that you wrote letters to little devotees about your just little things like guava, if somebody made a guava jam. And I believe that. And I personally feel that because you came in my dream and you sat and you showed me Bhagavad Gita. You showed me how to read, what to do. And that was a very clear instructions that you have given. And I thank you. I cannot thank you enough for changing my life and giving me a father like His Holiness B. Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who is here to guide us. And under his guidance, we feel and I dedicate my entire life. I dedicate my entire life to continue your mission and to be able to be part of
and able to do a little bit. We are trying to build a temple here in Sydney, and that is just one temple and one community we're trying to build, and it is taking so much challenges, so it's so difficult, and I cannot imagine how you managed to do 108 temples in entire world. That is just unimaginable for me to be able to even feel what you have done. So if we could do one of your 108, I would be really blessed. Please bless us, entire community, bless all the devotees, all the disciples, so that we can have Krishna's mercy. And I feel we do, because I feel through Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj that we do feel we have that blessing. So thank you so much, Gurudev, His Holiness Veer Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for your guidance and changing our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Very nice, Krishna Leela. Very, very nice offering. So who else wants to make an offering right now? Raise your hand or send me a message. Oops. Sumukh, okay. But you take yourself off mute.
Nama Om.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
I can hear you fine.
Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Veer Krishna Das Goswami Iti Namane Namohamsa Nikishaya Prabhupada Priyate Shidriti Shuddhi Nishtavahem Tassava Kyanubadane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Srila Prabhupada, even though I didn't meet Srila Prabhupada personally, but it never feels that we never met Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada had prepared a home where the whole world can live, that including me as well. When I finished my foundation in high school, I got enrolled at university for a degree in accounting. And during those days, there was no computers in the University of the South Pacific Library. Everything was like a register book. I'd have to read all the books. And when I went to visit the library and I saw number of the thick books I have to read, you know, and it was only material knowledge. So then I look at the Srimad Bhagavatam set, which I had recently bought that time from Nand Braj Prabhu. And it was only 12 cantos and about 18 thick books. So, which is Prabhupada's books. So, looking at that material knowledge and spiritual knowledge, and I decided, you know, and Prabhupada, you know, helped me that I read Srimad Bhagavatam. And I dropped out of the uni and I started reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. And I know I've been reading even till today. And it is in giving me spiritual knowledge. And then Srila Prabhupada gave us our temple and SCON, and Prabhupada gave us Vaishnava Association. Srila Prabhupada gave me my Guru Maharaj. Prabhupada gave us pure devotional service. Prabhupada gave us jolly jokes and serious lectures. Prabhupada accepted me in his family. Prabhupada taught us from his books. And he gave us so much knowledge about Krishna that we can talk to anyone about Krishna and even answer people's questions about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada also gave us Harinam, Sankirtan, Goloka Premadhan. Prabhupada gave us the method and how to, or procedure, how to do devotional service and go back to Godhead. In Fiji, no one knew about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, but Srila Prabhupada gave us that. Srila Prabhupada gave us how to do Govardhan Puja, Radhakund, Shyamakund, Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri. In Fiji, we didn't know anything about those. Srila Prabhupada gave us Narasingh Dev Puja. Tulsi Puja, and the Maha Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And also most important is Srila Prabhupada's books, which is in so simple English that I have no degree, but I can understand the message Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. So, let's see, who else wants to make an offering tonight? Anybody else? Shnakanta, you? So, why don't you make an offering? I see you in the background.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev, Dandavat Pranam, please accept my respectful obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. So I don't really prepare an offering, but I'll still try. So Namo Vishnu Padaya, Namishtha Vudle, Srimati Vair Krishna Dasko Somnati Namine, Namo Om Sani Kasaya Prabhupada Priyaya, Tisha Chodhi Nastabhyam, Tasya Vakya Nuvadene, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vishnu Vudle, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Somnati Namine, Namaste Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari, Pashata Desha Dharine, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. So, firstly, apologies, Gurudev, I really didn't prepare an offering, but I think all I can say is I can just thank Srila Prabhupada for this whole, like, society, and thank Srila Prabhupada for you, for giving us you and all the other, like, everyone else, and all his books and everything. And so yesterday I was just reflecting about how Srila Prabhupada spent so many sleepless nights writing those books, and I come up with excuses. Oh no, I'm too tired to read, I'm too tired to do this. But then I'm basically becoming really insincere towards the books, and I really feel that to actually connect with him and to connect with you, I need to read them more, and I really need to thank Srila Prabhupada for those books, and for Shishi Radha Giridhari and everything, basically. So thank you, Srila Prabhupada. That's just all I can say. And apologies for being very insincere. So Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Krishna Ganta. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So who else has something to say who hasn't spoken so far?
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. It's Narayani.
Narayani, okay, and after that is Sita. Okay, Narayani.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I would just like to say thank you to Prabhupada to be in our lives. He's been like guiding us through. The only reason I'm here is because of his books. He's been present in his books. His kirtan has really inspired us. Reading his Leela Amrita, how he has taught us so many things, cooking, kirtan, and through his books to face life, how in this material world when we get challenges, every time you open the Bhagavad Gita and then you just get the solution, and giving us you, Gurudev, for you've been always present in our life as a father. And also while going, he has taught us how to leave this world. We'll face so many things and how to still be Krishna conscious while living. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Gurudev. That's all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol, Narayana Ki Jai. Very, very nice. So, Sita, I think you had...
Yes.
You raise your hand.
Gurudev, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Let's go.
Okay. Thank you, Gurudev. Please accept my humble audiences. I'm at work, so I'll be quick. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to your lotus feet. I'm trying to imagine a life without you. It would be a very stressful, anxious, and most likely would have ended up being a lonely one. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for saving me. You are the source of true happiness and love. Thank you for giving me such a wonderful spiritual father. His glory is Sri Krishna Goswami Das. Thank you.
Very, very nice. Right from the heart. So, Who else would like to say something about an appreciation of Srila Prabhupada? Otherwise, I'll pick on people. Okay, let me pick on Mother Tulsi. You haven't said anything. You disappeared. Where are you? She just went offline as soon as I picked on her.
I'm too quiet.
So, all right, what do you say something about your appreciation for Srila Prabhupada? Tulsi used to distribute more of Srila Prabhupada's books practically than anybody else in the history of ISKCON many years ago when she was a young girl. You want to say something?
Just thanking Srila Prabhupada that, for coming to this world and engaging me and just allowing me to distribute his books for so many years. And it's exciting time in the world now because we're kind of going through a second wave of what happened when he came to the West. And I just know that he wants us all to really take advantage of this to help save a lot of souls. Anyways, that's all for today.
Okay, very, very nice. Actually, she distributed so many books. It was incredible. Hundreds of books, 300 or 400 books in one day. Amazing. So, okay, big books we're talking about. Okay, so let's see. Who else am I going to pick on right now? Let's see. Adi Leela, you want to say something? No, I guess not. I guess you don't. Krishna Leela, some of the devotees said something last night, and so that's almost it. Madhvacharya, would you want to say anything? No? Yes. Take yourself off mute. You can say a few words.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Hare Krishna. Actually, I'm not prepared to say anything, but actually, I can say Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Pir Krishna Kosami Iti Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatati Shatarine. One thing I want to say is like Prabhupada's books are really a time bomb. It really happened with me. I just read first one book which came across me was Gift, Matchless Gift. And from that book, actually, I wanted to see him. Who is this? Who wrote this book? But I didn't know who he is actually. I never knew about Hare Krishna movement, but I knew about the restaurants. I used to go to a restaurant, but still, basically, I had no idea of ISKCON. And that book made me, like, come to ISKCON. And from there, I'm actually from that book, once I went to ISKCON, since that I'm there, and I don't want to go back to the material world. And if Prabhupada wouldn't have been there, I don't know where I would have been. Maybe nightclubs, pubs, bars, I'll be in a hellish condition of life. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. That's...
Very nice. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Ki jai.
Say something. Unmute yourself, Steve.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. My glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namne. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacharya Shtarine. Jai Srila Prabhupada. I wanted to share a quick appreciation for his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Wanted to appreciate Srila Prabhupada for his extremely incredible achievements that he's brought to this world and shared great fortune with all of us. We've had access to incredible literature and divine words that are keys to the gates of the spiritual world, giving us the opportunity to associate with the Maha Mantra, opportunity to serve his lotus feet, and more importantly, the disciples and the followers of his lotus feet. Being able to do that for a short period of time, my life has absolutely just bloomed in so many ways. So I wish he was here in person so that I can thank him. But I will do my best in the time being to just serve him and his mission. But I really, really appreciate everything that he did and everything that he continues to do through his books. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Jai Hari Bol. All glories to Prabhupada. And what about Venkatesha or Sridevi? Do you want to say something? That's up to you. You have to unmute yourselves if you're going to say something. Good.
Hare Krishna Gurudev.
Hare Bhav.
You're not prepared anything. You started.
Okay.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Budale Srimad Bhakti Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Budale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Te Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deva Gauravani Pachar Nishabhne Vajit Pasha Jasarini.
We are not aware of any ISKCON until we come to New Zealand. When we come to New Zealand, we have seen first time we gone to ISKCON temple. And I started reading from Prabhupada books. My wife started first. 2002. She started reading Bhagavad Gita. So she's very much attached to it. And then she wanted to read Bhagavatam also. And then we purchased Bhagavatam in our language, one language. But unfortunately, it's not available wholesale. It's only every year they are releasing one canto or two cantos. So she started reading. And finally, Bhakti Shastri course started, and we joined Bhakti Shastri course, and before that we joined Namhat Ashram in our area. And then we've taken and we found Guru Maharaj and then got initiated. It's all because of Prabhupada's mercy. We got it. Hare Krishna Prabhupada.
Jai, Sri Devi Ki Jai. Very nice. And who did I leave out? Right. Oh, Sudharma, do you want to say anything?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Guru Maharaj. Yes, I have prepared something small. Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srila Gurudev Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. In honor of this auspicious disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, I'd like to thank Lord Sri Krishna for giving us you, Srila Prabhupada, the pure devotee, Shakta Vesh Avatar. Srila Prabhupada, you are here to help us cross the ocean of this material suffering and the nascence. Goloka Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana, as beautifully sung by Narottam Das Thakur, is passed on to us by Srila Prabhupada. And this is the way and my only hope to make this life of mine meaningful and worthwhile. On this most auspicious occasion, I'd like to thank Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada to have bestowed his special mercy unto Srila Prabhupada, to have sent you to the West to wake up all of us sleeping souls and to spread the Harinam Sankirtan despite all the obstacles and hardships that you have encountered. My gratitude to you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving me Gurudev Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who straight away enthused me in my devotional service to save Tulasi Devi in Christchurch Temple. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for kindly bringing your most loving and compassionate disciple, Birkrishna Das Goswami Maharaj, into my life, who enthuses me to worship Giriraj Maharaj every day, which he gifted me so kindly in 2008. Your kindness flows through Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. You have trained all the Maharajas and Birkrishna Maharaj especially so expertly, as all of us have assembled here in Zoom today, can vouch and witness that Maharaj's dedication and his determination to spread Krishna consciousness, to fulfill your message, Srila Prabhupada, the mission of ISKCON, Birkrishna Maharaj has not missed a single day of associating with all of us throughout the world, glorifying Krishna and glorifying you, Srila Prabhupada. So thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada, for setting examples through your disciples. To conclude, Srila Prabhupada, I'm begging you today to please make me, my children, and my husband chant Hare Krishna mantra with love, sincerity, and full of attention in association of devotees and my Shiksha Guru, Birkrishna Maharaj. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for doing everything you do for me and my family. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhava. Siddharma ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna.
And so let's see, who else? I think we have Gaurahari, who's in Central America. Gaurahari, do you want to say something? If not, guess not. And
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bhava Gaurahari.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I've said my basis, Maharaj.
Do you have some appreciation for Prabhupada you'd like to say? Or in a 2 minutes?
I beg your pardon?
We're all saying some appreciation for Srila Prabhupada right now.
Oh, what can I say? He's my savior. Yes, he's my savior in a short, you know, I don't speak many words, you know. I'm not the kind of person that speaks a lot. What I could say it is that he has saved my life. Yes.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
So thank you very much, Gaurahari. And
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
I don't know the devotee's spiritual name behind the name Reshmi. I had got a lot of the disciples with the name Reshmi. Which one is this? Is this
Hare Krishna Gurudev? I think this is Reshmi from our HKCCC.
Oh, okay. Do you want to say something? Or
Reshmi, you can introduce yourself to Maharaj Reshmi if you're there. Hare Krishna.
Maybe not.
Yeah, okay.
She's shy. And let's see. Vijay Radhika wrote me something because she was too shy to say anything. I think we covered everybody online. Oh, Rakesh. Rakesh, would you like to say something?
Please accept my humble obeisance. It's my first time talking to you, so please, if I make any mistake, please pardon me. I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada for saving my life. I have been living in Sydney for 16 years and I was born into Jainism. So for me, doing meditation was the way to go, but it wasn't enough and I was feeling lost at the end. And when I came to temple and started singing with other devotees, and I really felt the nectar, and that's where how I became involved with Krishna consciousness for last 1 year, full-time basis. And I just want to thank Srila Prabhupada for giving us the Vedic version of worshiping God and saving us from Mayavadis. Because in India, like if you go to temples and stuff, there's so many caste system and you don't never feel that the way you are born, you never can go ahead and go to the altar. But with Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can gradually improve in Krishna consciousness. we can chant mantras, we can go further. And I just want to say thank you to Srila Prabhupada for saving our soul and showing the light to go back to the Godhead. Thank you so much.
Jai, Hari Bol. It's very, very, very nice. Okay, I think we covered everybody, and some of you spoke yesterday, so we're not going to ask you again. And everybody is connecting with Prabhupada. As I mentioned yesterday, in my brief offering to Prabhupada, that we should understand that Prabhupada is still with us. And the example I gave, or the proof I gave, that Prabhupada is still with us, that Prabhupada still lives in sound, is that the first time I came in contact with Prabhupada, the first two times I came into that touch with Prabhupada, was not through Prabhupada physically, even though Prabhupada was physically on the planet, but Prabhupada's recording on the radio and Prabhupada's Krishna book. And both of these occurrences, both of these times of association actually inspired me so much and changed my life, especially hearing Prabhupada's chanting on the radio as they were playing the first album that Srila Prabhupada recorded. It was simply that, and then I was with Prabhupada. So you can have that same mercy nowadays by hearing from Prabhupada so many recordings, by reading Prabhupada's books, or by serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. It's real association. And I experienced that when I was physically with Prabhupada. There was no difference from when I was actually reading Prabhupada's books or listening to Prabhupada. There's absolutely no difference. But of course, we do have a distinction between Vani and Vapu. When the spiritual master is present in his physical form, we serve the body of the spiritual master, the spiritual body, the Vapu. But really, the mature stage is actually to serve the Vani of the spiritual master, the order of the spiritual master. And Srila Prabhupada showed this many, many times, proving that he was the best disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, even though he only had maybe five or six times a direct personal physical association with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, because Prabhupada followed the orders of his Guru Maharaj more strictly to the letter of the law more than any other disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Even though he wasn't one of the, let's say, inner circle externally. So try to remember that. If you can actually become the internal inner circle or part of the internal inner circle of Prabhupada, if you dedicate yourself to Prabhupada's mission and hear regularly from Srila Prabhupada. So we're going to stop here. Tomorrow we're going to go on with our Nectar of Devotion study, continue with our Nectar of Devotion study. So thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki.